who have long ago forgotten what really nice girls look like. For the new troop in Vietnam, the charm of Oriental women always seems to provide the compelling need to sample the local merchandise. However, the first time that the new trooper ventures out into the streets of the local village, it's best to take along a buddy to advise you and assist in the selection of your first short time in country. As our story opens, we find our two heavy-chested GIs discussing the merchandise to be leased. The new troop seems to feel that the cost is just a bit high.
I don't think so. It'd be kind of expensive for that much weight.
The girl in question, however, assures the new trooper that in time she'll begin to look much better. The trooper, rather skeptical at this point, inquires how long.
Maybe 3 months, after 3 months.
Yeah.
The new trooper, by now realizing that the pickings are poor everywhere, resigns himself to his fate and begins the tedious task of reaching a monetary agreement with his bed partner-to-be. The sweet young thing advises him that the charges will be based on the size of his tool, and the trooper and his buddy set about computing the cost.
5 pounds, 3 ounces.
And then it'd be...
So actually, it would be in the 6 pound category, where 8 ounces to 1 pound you pay on each extra pound.
6 times 80, 240.
After getting a look at the trooper's bulky penetrator, the girl with fear in her eyes comments...
You scare me!
To which the GI replies... At this point, a thought suddenly occurs to the trooper as he asks...
So what form of money do we use? Do you have an account? Money order?
And being conditioned to stateside living with its many taxes, he also inquires...
Do they have some sort of a surtax? Or not surtax, but, you know, I don't think so. Not customs or something.
We don't pay taxes over here.
Good. Okay.
Shortly, however, our young trooper is happily rolling around in the sack. But before long, he encounters a problem as he climbs aboard the sweet young thing and prepares to penetrate.
Okay.
See, no showdown. You show me where. Where? Now show me where. See? Look.
Good, yeah. Oh, you know what?
11.
Our story takes a strange twist at this point as we find that the young prostitute enjoyed the trooper to such an extent that she insisted on paying him. But a true gentleman, however, our young GI handles the situation this way.
You gave me $10, and so now, after ordering all this,
he gave you 21 cents back.
It's okay.
The young charming girl, however, feels that his generosity is not required and calmly replies,
"It's okay, I don't care, but I'll cover some this day."
Impressed by her charming attitude, the satisfied GI, beyond all expectations, already is planning another trip to town in an effort to secure this same girl in the future. And he inquires how he might be certain to get her the next time.
What's your number, 11485? Your box number 11485.
Another happy customer leaves his heart behind as he waves goodbye to his newfound love, and tearfully she calls after him as he exits the door.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
You have
a good job. Yeah,
please. You've just heard just one more example of your Air Force in action.
And my thanks to my underground personnel
to duty.
Who have found certain keys to certain locks at Headquarters 7th Air Force Tonsonute and procured this item through Midnight Supply.